This is the Howard Stern Show.
Hey now. All right. So Baba Booey came running in here saying that he needed to take over the show. I was going to have Chauncey come in and I was going to get to Mike Walker. But he claims he needs to take over the show.
Who?
Baba Booey.
The $10,000 contest is officially over.
Uh-oh.
Go to your phone line.
Who is it? Or you don't want to tell me?
Did they tell you which line that you go to up there?
No.
No, of course not. It's our show. All right, we have posted $10,000. Is the mystery person calling in on their own, or are they doing it for someone?
They are calling in for a charity.
Oh.
I wonder who this is.
That's nice. Thank God this is over.
I'm
going to guess it's Ben Affleck.
I am too.
You would all be right.
Oh! Hey now!
Hey!
Hey now!
How do we know this is Ben Affleck?
Because I know.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing?
Excellent.
What moved you to call in? I mean, what happened?
I listen to the show every day, you know what I mean? And I'm just such a fan. I kept on waiting for you guys to ask me to come on, and I kept on trying to book the show.
Oh, get out of here.
Ah, stop that.
We've asked many times.
All right,
you guys wouldn't take me. It was sort of, my feelings were hurt. So this was the only end around I could run to get on the Howard Stern show.
All right.
Well, let's get into the interview, since we have you for 5 minutes.
Okay, sure.
This is exciting.
All right.
All right. Ben, let's start with J-Lo, right?
Let's start with J-Lo and work backwards.
We'll see how far we get. First of all, how'd you meet?
It just boggles the mind. There's so much to cover.
All right, here's the deal. You know how she's always saying that you didn't break up her marriage?
Yes.
I think that's a lie.
Well, he didn't. I mean, if she fell for him, I mean, what's he going to do?
Yeah, but she fell for you while she was married.
Not really. Not that I know of. You know what I mean? It really is. But you know, it's a sort of a tricky thing, right?
It's a PR spin.
You're saying you never touched her before she got a divorce? No, you're not saying that.
Absolutely not.
See,
John's not saying that.
John's good friends with Chris Judd.
Right.
And Chris Judd saying that something did happen.
What is Chris saying?
I'm pretty sure that you were
banging on the set.
Something was going on. There was some love going on.
There was some love. Oh, man, this is a million questions.
Yeah,
I don't want to run out of time.
Maybe not, okay.
I got to talk to you about the whole stripper party.
I want to talk to him about these recent revelations that his sex life is boring.
Yeah, okay, let's get to that.
It's horrible, I know.
Now, wait a second.
Yeah.
If you're going to marry this broad or whatever, be in a relationship with her,
right.
Why would you say your sex life is horrible?
I never said my sex life was horrible. I was on a... I was doing this press junket for this movie, Paycheck, that's coming out.
Paycheck is coming out, right.
Right, December 25th, very exciting movie. And, you do these things and, like, there's a bunch, you do, like, a foreign, a set with a foreign journalist, and there was these Australian ladies who were like, why is everyone so obsessed with your sex life? What's up with your sex life? You know,
right.
they're very raunchy, the Australians.
Right.
And I said, I don't know, it's just sort of a sex life like anybody else's sex life, you know what I mean? And, when I said it lasted 10 minutes, I said that because I thought that was a long time.
Yeah.
I was exaggerating for the sake of it, trying to impress people. And then, everyone was like, oh, my God, it's only 10 minutes. So you can imagine my embarrassment when I found out that was supposed to be.
See, but it seems to me that you are bored. And I'll tell you why. Because I know guys.
You do, right?
And as exciting as it may be to, bang a J-Lo.
And
to
be at first.
Everybody gets a little tired because I think in a way, you going to the strip club was to end that whole wedding nonsense. It was almost to undermine the thing psychologically.
Well, you knew you had to get out of that nightmare.
Yeah.
This is the best interview I've ever done.
Yeah. No, but seriously, what do you think of that?
In all seriousness, I mean, it certainly wasn't the first time that I had, strip bars these days are almost like, as you know, Howard, it's sort of like a social thing. It's not like the 50s when there was this, like, great stigma attached to it and everyone was like, you know what I mean? When, like, Richie Cunningham found out his dad went to the strip bar and it was a big deal on Happy Day.
But wait a second,
yeah,
but you're Ben Affleck and you got to go home with the strippers. And then the girl came in here, and she swore you gave her oral. Now, that's what sent J-Lo over the top.
Yeah, but that girl lied. They paid that girl, $200,000 to say that. That's how that game works.
Swear on the life of your mother that girl was lying.
On the life of my future children and my mother.
Wow.
They're getting sued. I mean,
your fingers are not crossed?
All right, because I was just about to say, well, why not?
I mean, you're a little too sophisticated to believe, I mean, I don't mind the theatrics of people coming on and saying all kinds of things, but that was absolutely fictitious.
So you deny going back to Christian Slater's house and giving the girls oral?
Yes. First of all, isn't that kind of like a bizarro thing to?
I think so.
Like the oral bandit, the guy who's like, no,
so
don't touch me.
So were you angry as hell when you read this?
Yeah, I was angry. You know, I mean, of course I was angry. It's maddening, you know. I mean, and there's been a lot of things that come out in the papers about how, you know, this happened or that happened. But sometimes they have kind of slightly more serious consequences, and you think, well, they could never print that, you know, something so outrageous as that.
Right, right.
And the lawyers say, well, we'll sue you, you know what I mean? You can't say that. And then they just decide to kind of go ahead and do it because they feel like it's a good enough story. And yes, I actually went to the strip bar, which Jen knew about, and which, you know, I had done with friends.
Yeah, that's no big deal.
No.
Yeah.
But that's not enough of a story, right?
But you guys brought the broads back to Christian Slater's house, right?
No, I didn't. He was having a bunch of people over to his place. I went by there, dropped him off at his house, left, and this lady was like, you know.
Oh, really?
And I was with four people who I work with who are all women, like a hairdresser and an assistant, you know what I mean?
So you had witnesses.
So you're saying
five witnesses.
So you're saying so you never went into the house with the strippers?
No.
And you are also saying that Christian Slater's wife didn't fall asleep in a bowl of spaghetti.
Christian Slater didn't have his bat shave.
That was the most damning part of that article. I mean, that was the deepest, most bizarre part of it.
You know what?
What's the back shaving fetish? Is that a thing?
You're denying that. You're saying that Christian Slater didn't have his back shaved by a stripper.
That I can't confirm nor deny. I can't speak to that one way or another.
So you weren't even.
I don't even really know the guy that well.
So when J-Lo gets pissed.
Yeah.
And the whole wedding gets called off.
Oops.
This is good.
I'm just trying to get you fined again.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. That's all right. You can say that.
Because the whole thing was just so insane, you know. And to a certain extent, we kind of felt like, you know, granted, at first, probably we made the mistake of kind of like, you know, just sort of being available and kind of going, yeah, everything's great. We're happy, blah, blah, blah. And that turned into such a constant story machine that we felt like, we didn't need to contribute to it by making it crazier. We could be either as, like, kind of public or as quiet about our life as we wanted. So
right,
it's kind
Ben.
Of a decision that had to do with that more than anything else.
Let me understand something.
Yes.
You meet J-Lo on the set of Geely.
Yes.
How long before...
Did you love that movie or what, by the way?
The best movie ever.
One of the greatest films.
Four stars.
Listen to me. They all can't be winners.
No, they certainly can't.
So when you meet her on the set,
right.
How long does it take before you get into her pants? Like, how long do you have to sort of get to know her? Be honest.
Be really frank about this?
Yeah, be frank.
You know, I that wasn't my plan. You know what I mean? Part of the thing that, to tell you the truth, I went on there figuring, like, you know, I knew she was in a relationship. And in all honesty, you know, I like Chris. Chris is a good guy.
Right.
I met him, nice guy. And I just figured, you know, I was dating somebody else. And
Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
No.
Who?
No, I don't know who he was dating.
Who were you dating?
I actually sometimes date people who are not, have dated people.
Britney Spears, maybe. I don't know.
No, you dated
Gwyneth. It was Britney.
You dated Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes,
I did date Gwyneth Paltrow.
I figure she's a dud in bed. I think the guy from Coldplay's in for a hard time.
Well, you can let him know. No, I don't. That's not. I wouldn't say that.
But you were dating.
Well, she doesn't say such nice things about him
myself.
Anymore.
What'd you say, Robin?
Gwyneth doesn't say such nice things about you anymore.
What does she say?
Oh, yes, she does.
What does she say? I read a quote like dating you was you were immature.
What guy isn't?
And something about beer and games and, you know, like...
I thought she was talking about Pitt. That wasn't about Brad?
I thought that was you.
I know a person... I heard that she says Brad's an idiot.
Oh, no. Brad's not an idiot. She wouldn't say that.
I hear he's really dumb.
Gwyneth said he was really dumb.
Yeah. That was her rap against him.
No, she actually says that the biggest mistake was ruining her relationship with Brad Pitt, which is no great thing to say about you either.
All right, wait, we're getting off topic. Wait a second.
I think you're quoting Christina Aguilera or something.
Ben, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
Right.
From the time you meet her,
mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to get into J-Lo's pants?
Let's see. I mean, basically, her marriage, she got separated, I can't remember, after the movie. You know, and I didn't.
So
really...
you waited all that time?
Yeah, no, wait. I didn't even think it was an option.
But you guys were making out in the trailer and stuff.
No, we weren't making out.
Really?
Were you having a phone relationship?
No, I was friends with her, and we had talked a couple of times, and I didn't even really know that she was having difficulties in her marriage. And then I spoke to her after the movie was over, and she said, "Well, I'm getting a separation. And it was only at that time that I kind of felt like, hey, you know, well, I mean. You know.
So from that time and that conversation, does it take you a long time to get in her pants? You have to work her a whole long time? Or like is it like instant attraction and you know this is right?
And wait a minute, you said you were dating somebody. Did you dump that person immediately?
No, that kind of fizzled out, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know how it is. So, you know how it goes, Robin, you know what I mean?
So you wait, so is it happened quick?
I told you, I'm 2 minutes instantaneous. That happens, I mean, almost immediately.
And then, is it amazing sex or in the
amazing.
Beginning?
Amazing. Incredible.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, almost as amazing as paychecks in theaters December 25th.
Understood, understood. And during sex, she never yelled out Puffy, did she?
I never yelled out what?
Puffy. P. Diddy.
No, but he's a very nice guy.
You like him?
I like Puffy a lot, actually, yeah.
Is it weird following Puffy? Does it ever occur to you while you're doing her?
That's not the first thing I think about.
Good, okay.
You know what I mean?
I imagine she's good. You know, I try
did
to get...
Did you date Robin Givens?
Yes, I did.
So you know all about that. You had Tyson to follow up.
You know, I mean, that was the first time you've ever admitted to that on the air. You just admitted to it.
I made a mistake.
Yes, right, you did.
We went out a couple of times. It doesn't mean I had sex with her.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Because probably because you figured she'd already been with Big Mike.
Hey, listen, we're paying the $10,000. You better answer my question.
Hey, the $10,000 for the AT Children's Fund. AT is a terminal disease that affects children. It's very rare. You can read about it if you look up on the internet for the AT Children's Fund, and it's.
How'd you get involved with that?
How did I get involved with that? I got a friend who's named Joe Kindrigan, who's a young guy who's afflicted with this disease, which is a good friend of mine. I just got to know him and kind of what he was going through, and so that became something that I was interested in and cared about.
It's called AT.
It's got some much longer name like that I can't pronounce.
All right.
Which is why it's called AT.
All right. Where the hell we
we
left off at
him falling in love and
Diddy.
Puffy's on your show.
You said yeah, Puffy's a good guy. You had sex with J-Lo. I still can't determine exactly
I
when.
I can't believe that I had sex with Jennifer Lopez. So you have to Robin Givens. That's the thing. You went right to the.
Are you gonna get married to J-Lo?
I certainly hope so if I'm lucky.
All right.
Does your mother like her?
My mother adores her. That's another common misconception that I think is rooted, honestly, in like, I don't know what it is, but there's this notion of some misconception. But my mother loves Jennifer, adores her, and...
You know, the other funny thing that I read, that Guadalupe is very much interested in keeping the romance alive because she gets a lot of presents from Ben.
Yeah, because...
And Ben's gambling, we need to talk
about. Yeah, Ben.
See?
Why do you have to buy Guadalupe so many presents?
I don't buy Guadalupe so many presents.
I like
it
because...
Although it's her birthday coming up, and I still haven't got something.
But she likes when you take her to the casino.
Happy birthday, Lupe.
I want to go gambling with you one time.
You should, man. I heard you were down at the Borgata. Then you'd find out that it's not really the great, like, the other problem with the tablets, but that thing is that they're always like, so you go down, like, you know, if you lose, you know, $6,000, it'll turn to, like, $600,000.
But what about that, though? Don't you bet sometimes $250,000 in a night?
No, that's lunatic. They do you?
No.
Over-exaggerate that stuff because you can't really corroborate it. You know what I mean? They'll say, they went and bought $1 million.
You don't have a gambling problem?
No. Not that I think of. Why don't you come gamble with me? You let me know.
Could you stop gambling if I told you to?
Yeah, I would probably have to find a slightly better reason, but yes.
Because you love it.
It's fun. It's more. I'm actually more into poker now, which is kind of like more of a like game of skill and a lot less.
I watched you on Celebrity Poker.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, you won.
What did you think?
You won, right?
I did well. I didn't ultimately win.
Yeah, right. That other dude did.
That little bastard from Sex and the City.
He lost to some fruity looking guy.
Yeah, the fruity guy.
He
was fruity looking. It was weird.
I think he may have been in fact fruity in actual fact.
David Schwimmer. No, he's not actually fruity. But David Schwimmer lost right away. He was a terrible poker player.
Really?
Yet he's bragging about how good he is. He wasn't even.
And it wiped him out.
Yeah, Ben was pretty good. But wait a second.
When are you going to have me back so I can sit down and do like a full segment and be on the TV camera?
Yeah, because I got like a million questions. Like the time that you and Jennifer Lopez broke up, did you go out and get some strange or did you just stay faithful?
The time that me and Jennifer broke up, that's another thing. It's not like we broke up. We were apart for a few days and I did not get some strange.
All right, let me ask you. So you did not get strange, but let me ask you a serious question. And then I'll save this for when, you know, because you've been a good sport.
We see you.
Okay. Doesn't it disturb you
Yeah.
that J-Lo's already been married twice? that she gets married to a guy and then in 6 weeks she's done with the marriage. You've got to be thinking there's a problem here. You've got
to
be.
Has it occurred to you?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Comment.
All of a sudden, you're like, the segues into the, like, more...
You have the floor now.
Minutes,
quiet. Yeah.
No, but seriously, go ahead.
No, it does. You know, I think the truth is that, you know, everybody has... If I was, like, using... But the only model I had was people who've always, you know, been perfect in relationship and made all the right decisions and had it all figured out. I would have to exclude myself from my own dating pool. You know, I mean, it's just that Jennifer's had everything so... publicized and kind of dramatized. You know, look around, Howard, you know,
it's
look
still
around
too
Hollywood.
Wait a minute,
like
wait a minute,
800
man.
Guys in their
marriages.
70s with 50 marriages running around, like, making jokes
yes,
about
Yes, but you've got to be very careful about this, seriously, if you're taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
She is, once she has you, it's almost like...
Like
I need,
a black widow.
I need more excitement. Yeah. And see, you're a serious guy. You want to have kids. You want to do the whole thing. It's going to be a disaster. She's going to run off with those kids to Puerto Rico.
You'll never see him.
This is Guadalupe. I want another car.
What is it?
I want to say to Ben, you know, he's saying he wants to come in. I know his movie opens on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole wide week open next week. Come on in next week.
Yeah, you need to come in.
All right, well, I have to go back to L.A., but maybe I'll come back on my way back and come in because I would love to. And I'd love to
we would love to talk to you.
About Paycheck. And
good. And I'll even ask you questions about the movie.
You will?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you ever worried that Jen will blow up to the size of Star Jones?
No, actually, I don't. Just take a look at Guadalupe. She's very spelt.
That's very spelt. Yes,
I think Star Jones is kind of sexy, too.
No, you don't.
I got one for him. When you look back on that movie, Geely, now, did you guys know when you were making it that it was going to be what it was?
Well, when we had to go back, I mean, once we saw it put together, we were kind of like, oh, man, this doesn't work. And we went and did, like, 5 weeks of reshoots trying to fix it and work on it. And, you know, sometimes it's just if it's a dog, it's just a dog. You know what I mean? And you can't.
Does J-Lo have implants?
No.
She doesn't?
No, no, no. J-Lo's all J-Lo, you got to be calling her.
Whatever her name is.
I don't know. Call her
Jennifer is all-natural beauty.
Wow. I wonder what it's like in the sack, man. You got to take me through that when you come in. That's going to be some story.
I'll let you know.
Puerto Rican girls are the best in bed, according to my friends who have had Puerto Ricans.
I can tell you, Jennifer is extraordinary. I don't know about all Puerto Ricans.
Oh yes, so all Puerto Ricans.
All
yes,
Puerto Ricans,
yes.
Really?
And does it kill you to be friends with Booker?
I like Booker. Booker's all right. I don't know why you guys always bad mouthing him.
No, I like Booker. Booker's a friend
Booker's
of mine.
A good guy.
I
got to
tell you though, Linda's great. I like her.
Yeah.
In fact, I was going to make a try for J-Lo. This is a funny story.
You were going to take a shot at her?
I was going to take a shot when I got separated.
Really?
Booker,
when was this? I thought you didn't like her.
I don't. Let me tell you something.
You should have. What happened?
Here's what happened. I'm in my apartment. Booker calls me.
Oh,
you know how,
that time.
Yeah, and he's always acting like something cool is going on. He's always involved in something great.
Right.
So I'm here with Linda, and I'm here with Jennifer Lopez. I go, yeah. He goes, you got to come out. You got to meet us, you know. And she was trying to get away from Puffy at that point. Didn't know how to get away from him.
So they were in a car.
Yeah, I said, I'll get her away from him. I said, so I go, what are you talking about, Booker? He goes, you got to come down to the restaurant. I go, dude, I do a morning radio show. It's 11 o'clock at night. Bring her by here. I can get into her pants if I have a few minutes to work her. So he goes, okay, we're probably going to come by. So I get out of my jammies. I get all dressed. I'm trying to look my best. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm thinking, J-Lo's coming over. I'm going to get a shot at getting her right in bed.
Right.
How long did you sit waiting?
Because she was in a panic. She wanted to get away from Puffy at the time and didn't know how to get away from
panic?
Him.
Panic? I mean, was he chasing her?
So, I don't know. You know about
this? She ran to Howard. She was like, Howard, to protect me.
All I know is then an hour goes by. I'm sitting there on my bed waiting for J-Lo.
All dolled up. Bringing J-Lo to your bed.
No J-Lo. No anybody.
Not even Booker.
And I finally call him. I go, we're having dinner, man. You should have come down here. It was great. Jennifer just left. And I go, dude, you said you were delivering her to my apartment, you lying scumbag.
I never heard this story. I'm going to have to ask Booker about this, why he was trying to pimp her out to you.
Oh, yeah. I know I could have nailed her. I had the roofies all set and everything. Oh, man. All right, listen. Anal sex, yes or no?
You know, only with men and only with men with long hair.
Come on, Ben.
Come on, Johnny's like, that's the one thing I want to know.
Yeah, we need to know.
I have
two other questions.
What are your questions? Quick.
Well, first of all, her butt. Is it cellulite on that, or is it a nice butt?
Zero.
She's tight. She's a dancer. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and also, would she ever allow other women to bed with you guys?
That's a good question.
That's not something I believe in with the girlfriend thing in general. Seriously, in all honesty... You know, after having broached that subject in the past, not with Jen, it's a disaster.
All right, but have you done it?
Oh, you've done it, and it's ruined the relationship.
Something like that.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow. Here's another question, Howard.
Yeah.
Ben, be honest now. Do you wear like a hair implants or anything, or like a?
Do I have hair implants?
Yeah. Do you have like a weave or I don't know?
Yeah, I got a. It's a knit.
Sometimes it looks like it might be like implants. Or
hasn't he answered that question already in public?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't know why everybody says that. I got, you know, the people from Imus are on the other line. I gotta go.
There was a story that Ben got into some sort of scuffle with his friends, kidding around,
and
wrestling.
Ben Spahn, and he knocked my wig off. That's an example of the kind of total fictitious, like they just make it up. They're like, what if we say,
dude, you got to come in here.
Yeah. I want to come in so we can hang, so we can get serious, because this is not enough time to really drill down into all the issues.
I'll tell you what, when we hit it off, I'll put together a little celebrity poker game.
Ooh, I like it.
High
you
stakes.
And Vinny and Ben
Me,
Affleck.
Vinny, and Ben Affleck.
Definitely.
And Dan
Harmon. So we can knock each other's wigs off.
You're not kidding.
All right.
I wear a wig. Don't worry about it.
And you know, Howard.
Yeah.
You know, Ben and Matt Damon are both big fans of this show.
Yeah, I.
But Matt's afraid to come on.
Well, now that he sees how good you guys were, then now he'll come on too, I'm sure.
Yeah, because he could have come on this week. You got a movie out.
Yeah, he could have come on.
Hey,
I tell you what,
movie,
Ben. My opinion of you has gone way up. You're no pussy. You come on the show. You did it for the $10,000 to help somebody else out.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
No problem. I enjoy it. I'm a fan of the show, guys, and I'll try to come back on when I'm back out here after the 18th and 19th.
You come in here, we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about it all.
That's what the people really want to know.
All right, John, one last question.
Ben, how much did you get paid for this last movie?
All right, we need to know how much money.
I was overpaid.
Which one?
Are you up to $30 million?
For paycheck?
No, he said up to $30 million.
Yeah.
No.
Are you? You're over.
What is your?
I like to be like right below. Is there somewhere in the middle where you're like not the most highly
he's
paid
over 20,
guy?
Huh?
No, he gets $15 million a film.
15?
I know.
15?
Yes.
Very close.
Yeah, I mean that's got to be great, huh?
It's a good life, man. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you that.
It's a lot better than like the $8 an hour. It's I'm lucky, man.
But
hey, did you know Andy Pettit's gone, guys?
Yes, yeah. We do know that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
you think Boston's going to win this year?
I don't know.
We got Schilling. Now we're going to get A-Rod. No Andy Pettit. Looks good.
Still have the curse though.
A-Rod.
We'll see.
So what do you do for fun, man? So you go to Vegas.
I go to Vegas, I hang out with friends, I watch movies.
I feel like you're going through a lot of your money, though. I'm a little nervous about that.
That's not true.
You're saving?
I got a nice savings. I'm in good shape. I appreciate it, though. But anyway, I got that note from you saying if I ever need a loan or anything, give you a call.
How much you figure you gamble a year? Give me a
not much. We'll tell you what, next time we'll do some charity thing. We'll go play poker in AC or something.
No, wait a minute.
You can report directly to the people.
All right.
What is a comfortable bet for him? What makes it exciting for him to sit at a table? What are you
asking? $300-$400.
No, he's lying.
I heard those are tips, Alex.
No, because he puts down like five
grand. That's
not even
a tip. It's tips.
They don't even let you do that.
I like to play in poker.
He also tips doormen like $100.
Yeah, the word of Ben is he's the best tipper
in
the world.
Tipper, yeah,
I do believe being a good tipper. I was in the working the service business. I think it's good karma. You got to tip people. Very important. The worst thing you can do is be one of those guys who's like, you know, from Fletch, who's like, I suppose you're expecting a nice gratuity maybe next time. You know,
hey, Ben.
Take care of people.
Where's J-Lo now? Is she there with you?
Worst thing you can do is be one of those guys who's like, you know, from Fletch, who's like, I suppose you're expecting a nice gratuity maybe next time. You know,
hey, Ben.
You gotta take care of people.
Where's J-Lo now? Is she there with you?
Yeah, she is, but she's
hiding in a corner.
Listen, you gotta put her on.
She's laughing. She's chuckling.
Is she over there chuckling? What's she wearing?
A bathrobe.
Nothing underneath?
A little Howard Stern show robe.
Just tell her to yell out hello. Just tell her to yell it out.
Say hello.
Hi.
Ooh.
Oh.
Listen, when you come to New York, I want to go out with like you and J-Lo.
Yeah.
And like have her wear like a little mini.
Okay.
Hey, Howard.
What were you wearing?
More questions, please. I'm just so curious.
What is it, John? One last question, that's it.
I have two.
All right, one.
Ben, how is J-Lo shaved?
Oh, my goodness.
That's good. That's a pretty good. That I really get you fine. By
ask her if I had a shot that night. Does she remember that night?
Do you think Did she ever know you were headed towards his house? No, she doesn't remember the night.
She doesn't?
She doesn't remember the night. I think Booker told her that she had somebody nice for her to meet, but then he was too
embarrassed. Would I have had a shot, ask her?
I can't even endorse that question.
Ask her if I would have had a shot.
What's that? She's now going to the other room. She doesn't have anything to do with my antics.
All right. Then here's my
is that Jennifer or some stripper?
Hey, Ben, how many days before you got, like, oral or anything?
Oh, come on. That's a question for when you meet the guy.
Yeah,
first.
You got to
know somebody asking that kind of question.
Ben, hey, Dominic said he played poker with you. Is that true?
Maybe. I don't know. I play poker with a lot of people.
Hold on. Let me see. Hey, Dominic, when did you play poker with Ben Affleck? You there? Dope hung up. What a schmuck.
Hey, Ben, have Kim call me, and I'll take care of your check for your charity.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
By the way, Ben, the charity again is what?
The AT Children's Fund. You can look it up on the Internet. It's and it's for my friend Joe Kindergan and all the other kids afflicted and struggling with AT in the search for a cure. And, Howard, it's a pleasure. Thank you for finally having me on your show, and I look forward to coming back in. Go see Paycheck December 25th.
All right, Ben, thanks.
All right, guys.
All right, that was decent of Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I can't believe he did that.